Zeche Nishmas Avimeru Yachem Yisrael Puchel, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Sheikos, Yoshua Falak. Okay, good morning everybody. Today we mentioned the Shloshim for David Feinstein Zatzal. So I wanted to, we were doing a tshuva from Rav Moshe, and I wanted to do the piece from Rav David and then say some things about Rav David. So we were doing the Gemara about Zimin Sagin, that sometimes Anan would go Mi'igra La'ara V'hadim Mekadesh, and so the question is, what was going on there? So Rav Moshe learned that the Kiddush was that he made Kiddush upstairs and he had some wine or some peros, and then he made it again. Downstairs we had the bread, he made Kiddush again. And what's the idea? So he says, because the source of Kiddush Mokum Suda is from the Pasuk of Karasa L'Shabbos Onik. Karasa L'Shabbos Onik. So, and Onik includes Peiros, that we see in the Gemara in Beitza, that normally you could heat Sudas Arai you could eat and eat Sudas Arai and not be mafrish. But on Shabbos is Kovas. So Moshe writes that Tarasol the Shabbos are niggas on Paris, it's a Gemara. So there should be Kiddush Mokum Suda. So he says, so let's look again on page 8. It says, Yeshlom Redatos is a Rosh Savi Davshi Nechanami, the Shaykh of Kaddish. So therefore he says that when you eat things that are oneg, like wine and peros, that you have to make kiddush, because they're oneg. That's the pasuk, Rosh Hashanah's oneg. Aval lo nifter b'kiddush zeh she'arotzeh lishtos yayin v'lechol peros gam she'yochol acharkach hasuda hashuva. So Rav Moshe says that even if you have wine, now wine is good according to the Gaonim. So you might think once you had, say you were in shul and you had kiddush and you had wine, you drank the wine, and then you're going home and you can have a meal, and say your whole family was at the kiddush and shul. So they all say, so then that's not good enough, because once you have the suda, the Iker Suda, which is the Iker Oneg, that's a Mechayiv in another Kiddush. See, the Pashtus is that if you hold like the Goyim, so if you have it on wine, so you finished. You drank wine, you don't have to make another Kiddush. But Rav Moshe is saying no, that if you just have wine, that's a second level, second rate Oneg. So that second rate Oneg, that second rate oneg is good for there, but then once you have the first rate oneg, you have to make it as mechayiv in another kiddush. Shalchek shakiddush b'shasha ochel peiros b'shasha yain lo nifta b'kiddush shiyochal acharkach suda lalechem shiikar oneg lav lo peiros v'yain adom lo shiyochem lochem acher. But once you have kiddush and there was pas afterwards, so then you can eat anywhere now. You don't have to make another kiddush. Because once you had the yayin, you made the kiddush, and then you went ahead and you now have bread, so it's for now you yotzei legamri. And that's shot in Rav Anan, that he originally, when he would make in the Igra, he would have Kiddush, and he would drink wine or peiros, and then he would come down and have the meal, and he would make Kiddush again. In other words, he might originally have thought to eat the meal there, but he changed his mind. He's going to eat the meal downstairs. But he had wine, so he was Yotze Kiddush. Today was Friday night. Pashas were Friday night, or else it's not shy to speak about a bracha levatala, because for Maisa he drank. So his mistama, it was Friday night. So that's it. So that's what happened. And he did this frequently. Zimnus and Sagin. So that's where Moshe's... Now what about the Shitas HaGoyinim? He writes on page 9 in the bottom. The bottom right. Well, Shitas HaGoyinim L'chor Tamua, the Havadai Modu, the Shitas HaGoyinim L'Yotzi Yedecho V'Suda, Imkein... In other words, he's saying a chiddush. Even in the Goyinim, Rav Moshe is saying, even the Shitas HaGoyinim, that it's enough to have Yayin, or maybe Mezoinus, that's only a second-rate kiddush. That wouldn't patter you from making kiddush again when you come home. You understand? In other words, don't think it's only, if you have Peiros, that's a second-rate. Even the Goyinim's kiddush is only a second-rate kiddush. He writes, Lachin Lulei Mistafina, page 9, on the top of the left column. Lulei Mistafina, Yisra Omer, Dein Kavaras Agoinim Diyotze Yidei Kiddush Lagamri, Sheyuchal Lechom Meata Apa Mokha Macher, Lachar Eze Shos, Lazeh, Kemheim Sabri Ketosis Rosh, Tudavke Balachilas Lechem, Avuhurak Le'inyin Heter Lishto Sham Yayin, Gam Balachilas Lechem, Vagam Lechol Sham Peres, Chol Dom Nishtiyas Yayin, Yotze Shem Bakirish Lo Yischasev Levatola. So he said, so Rav Moshe is learning that's shot in the Goyinim also. So he's saying the Goyinim will let you eat in the Oso Mokum, you could eat what you want. But then say you would go from one shul to another shul. You go into two kiddushes. One shul to... And both kiddushes is mezoinus and, you know, no bread. So, pashup shot, if you don't like the goyim, you don't have to make another kiddush. You heard kiddush in the first shul. And you had bread, you had mezoinus there. So Rav Moshe is saying, no. That was only good for that mokum. Once you go to a second mokum, so now you'll make another kiddush.
Isn't that a different
shot of that? 1 second. So he says, V'tam achiluk on the bottom page 9, on the left side, Nira da'af shagam peiros nikra oneg, shem k'tam zeh gam achilus peiros ubedin keva l'maisim, k'o mochum estabel hu, t'il inyi z'izkashev su'udu l'inyi kiddush lo sagi, b'mashe din achilus shabes kara oneg, So that's what he says. Ochom minei tagima, yeah. Then what would be if you eat even less than that? What if you only eat tuna fish? That's not even Paris tuna fish. We'll see. But that's what he says. Oh, so now, and then he has another tshuva on page 12, where he writes this again, page 12. He says, "Vidava." he writes here on page 12. On the second column, on the left side, he has to make it again. If a hot sarach leit that mechay mutol kadosh b'machum shul yochal acharei shitzdach l'kadosh chacham b'machum suda, shlomo mashakidish hayem mishum shem igro hayem rotz alechol peiros v'chadome shekam elu rotz alechol kon v'kidish. Av shelo nechshuv suda v'nefarsha mutol b'chol ovel lo yitzdach l'oma da'ay v'nimloch. Blomar klal amat noches v'igro la'ar lo shayat onus v'gam shul lo ne'amadav z'ef shel farsha. Yeah. So he says he can do it again. You can do it again. Okay, so that's... Yeah.
Does he have to make the whole Kiddush over or just where Pierre goes?
If it's at night, he has to make the whole Kiddush again.
And why is that? I mean, if it's just for himself, not for anybody else.
In other words, there was in one Mokum, he had Kiddush and he had Mazonos, or he had Paris. So Rav Moshe says, so it's good. But it's a second rate kiddush because it's a second rate oneg. So now you're going to go to a first rate oneg, the hainu chilas pas. You're going to have to make another kiddush. So it's a kula and a chumra, Rav Moshe. It's a kula that, according to most people, you can't just have you can't just eat. Herring at the thing. You have to have something with Paris. So Rav Moshe said, no, you can have Paris as long as you're gonna have another kiddush. But at the meal in the shul, at the kiddush in the shul, you can have what you want. We'll have to see. Does it mean dafka Paris, or does it mean, you know, or what about if you just have fish? Well, it could be just fish also. We'll see. Is good, and then he says even when you have mezoinus, it's also second rate kiddush. That the goyim only matted it, you know. He's mechadish things in the goyim that probably the goyim never thought of themselves, because you know, it's not the pasha when you read the Shulchan Aruch. But he said, but that's what he says, that there's karasa l'shavas oynig, the different levels of oynig. So once you do the highest level oynig, then you yotze kiddush. Lagamre, and you can eat anywhere now. But once it's a lower level of oineg, then...
Can you
even
yotze after the meal? Once you say, like, Shabbos
day,
you have your meal, and then you don't eat
to
make kiddush again. People would say you have, like, a snack in the middle of the day.
Wait, what did you do originally? You had kiddush,
or
what?
Once you have your meal, then after the meal...
Wow. You had a meal, you made kiddush, and you had kiddush, a meal.
Yeah, so
now you're good for the rest of the day. Because you had the parent, you had the ultimate oneg with the pas. So now everything else is potted, where you're going to eat the whole rest of the day. But if you just had the first kiddush, is with mezoinus or peiros, so that was good for that place. But now when you're going to eat pas, you're going to have another kiddush.
But do you need to, every like place you go, do you need to make a new, like, second level of kiddush if you're going to make the first level of kiddush?
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to think. If you would have Mizonis in one place, would you have to eat, have, could you have to have, but once you have the suda with the pas, then you don't have to make any more kiddush anymore.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Shavuos, we have blitzes first. Do we have to make another kiddush for the bread?
You have blitzes? You have blitzes, you said?
Yeah.
So according to who? According to Rav Moshe?
Yeah.
According to Rav Moshe, if you, where do you have, in a different location or the same location?
Let's say at home.
I mean, at home, if you didn't wait too long, then it's included. If you're going to have, you know, like some people have cake at home, and then a couple of minutes later, they're going to wash. So that's Mokum Suda of the Pas. But if you had, in Shul, you had the Mezoinus, or you had the Blintzes, and now you're going to come home, even though the whole family heard Kiddush in Shul. And they had the Blintzes in Shul.
What's the shear?
What?
What's the shear if you're waiting for company? It takes an hour.
Oh, so that's...
Or the Sheva Brachas, they have a Kiddush for people, and then 2 hours later, they sit down to wash them.
Oh, yeah, so that's got to be that's a separate discussion we have to look into. Of what's the Sheeran's man of Kiddush Mokum Suda? Okay, that's a coming attraction. What?
Wait enough time after the blitzes.
What?
If the Suda is flat.
What? You hear me?
You said you have to wait a half hour at least for the meat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But that could still be Kiddush Mokum Suda. Okay, we have to discuss. That's a separate discussion of what is the Kiddush Mokum Suda in terms of Zman. We didn't discuss that yet.
Let me just a quick question. To summarize, if there's no lechem at any of the Kiddushim of where you have where you make Kiddush, not in your house, then when you go home, you have to make Kiddush again.
That Rav Moshe Feinstein Shita.
Yeah. Okay.
According to others, they say the Satmar Rebbe, he would make Kiddush with Mezoinus, and then later he would make the Suda, he wouldn't have Kiddush again.
Okay. The Rav also does like that. The Rav also.
Yeah, but I don't know if the Rav held. In other words, the Rav might have just held the Chumra part. But Moshe says a cool also that the original Kiddush you could have just Paris.
No, right. I don't know if you'll know
that. That part he did. Ramosha is a kula and a chumra. It's a kula that the original Kiddush and Shul, you could have shvach, you can have just peiros. When you come home, you have to have another thing. And even when you have mezainis, Ramosha held, you have to have a Kiddush again on the month. Because there are different levels of oinik Shabbos. So if you have a shvach or oinik Shabbos, then that Kiddush is only on a lower level, then it doesn't pater the pas. That's what he held.
Right.
The Vaish is learning his Kiddush to make him Einig.
Yeah, so whatever, yeah, as long as it's Einig.
So if he loves herring, he can't eat Chali. That's correct. He loves herring.
He loves herring, though. So that's Einig. It doesn't matter. But that's maybe considered, that,
yeah.
I might like herring more than I like bread. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But the bread, I'll be did, is
consistent. Well, not for the bread, but the Rebbe Shiloh was what he needs to einig if he needs a fish.
Yeah. Oh, so let's look. Okay, now I want
to.
Yeah. To take a look now, I want to show you now Lezeche Nishmas, say a Dvar Halacha from Rav David Feinstein. You take a look at page 16, there's the journal called the Torah Lohara. And it was a special. Usually those were paperback things that they came out with. But this, a couple of volumes, they did the Sefer Zikaron. This was hard-covered. And it was a special Hotzah Miuchedes Zichro for Rav Moshe in Tavshin Memtes. So Rav David wrote some Divrei Halacha here, page 17 in his packet, and page 18. The first of our Halacha is a very interesting topic. About if you go, say from China to New York, and you daven shachris on Monday, and then you come, and then you go into the dark, and then you come to New York, then it's Monday again, That's where you could go from Monday day, then Monday night, and then usually after Monday night it's Tuesday. No, again Monday, right, if you cross the date line. So do you have to daven Shachris a second time? Because you went through day, night, day. You went through Monday, day, Monday night, and then you crossed the date line, Nacham on Monday day. So does that Mechayiv in another what? In another Tefillah Shachris for Monday. Or do we say, I daven Shachris for Monday already? Or do we say, no, I'm repeating. So Reb David here, Paskin, he said, Nishalti kama pa'omim, Mishon Sem in Yafon, V'china, China, Japan, of course, Paul Shachris beyond base of Shabbos. Shabbos in New York, who broke your base. Certainly, it's Paul Orapam. So this is, this is not only, this is a Shaila that's been discussed. So he writes, Me'echa Shabbanesi Osu L'Sham Over Zmanim Mucharim, Mishachris V'achshav Chozel Zman Mukta, Mamadi Shanirli Shem'echa Shatzorch L'Spal Rach Pamachas, Pabokr Shal Shadi B'Shabbos, He says you don't have to daven again because you already davened from Monday. And he said his father agreed with him, but not everyone agrees. It's a machlok. Rav Abadi, I know, has told me that his shito is that if you went from Monday, you repeated the day, and so you have to repeat, you have to daven another Shachris. Because you went from, as who said that it's only one Monday? If you go through in your life two Mondays, that was obviously means Monday, then it was a Monday night. And now, Nochem Ol Monday, you're going back in time, but now you went from a day to a night, and now to a new day, but that new day is not Tuesday, it's a repeat of Monday. You have to daven another month, not like Reb David. Reb Abadi even told me once on Hanukkah, someone had a shayla on Hanukkah. It was the question whether they have to say another halal with a bracha. They already said halal for Monday already. In other words, and then they went through the date line. So Reb Abadi said, so you have to daven Shachris again. It's not enough that you daven the first Shachris. You have to daven another Shachris because this is, for you, this is a new Monday. You went from a day to a night, and now it's a day again. So there's another chayv to daven for this day. Even though you daven, so he said you said halal on Hanukkah on Monday, and then it's night, and now you pass the date line, and now it's another Monday. So it's mechayv and halal. So even though in the end, then you're going to have to make it 9 halals on Hanukkah, and not 8 halals, that's his shita. That's a rabbi. But Reb David said not that way. Okay, but that was one Dvar Halacha, we say in the name of Reb David. That's the first piece here, on page 17. The second piece is what we're Nogel in Yanenu. Kshayisi Bochor, says Reb David on page 17. Kshayisi Bochor, Hayaminuk, Biminyan Habalabatim, Be Yeshiva, Shayu Osim Kiddush Be Pesach, Vichutz Miyayin, Haya Yayin Sarof, Ubeitzim. They had Koshal Pesach, schnapps and eggs. Fesulo, and that's it. So they had kosher Pesach schnapps and they had eggs. Vaya Adoni Mori Rabbi Harini Kaparis Mishkovo, page 18. Tzatzal, Ochel Imam, he would eat with them. He would eat with the Balabatim. Even though that means he wasn't eating mazonos, he was only eating potato starch, shahakol and beitzim is also shahakol. Upamacha shalo eich ochlim shalo b'makom suda dalo yotzo kiddush. V'tir she'en yotzim kiddush al makom suda. Well, k'day lechol shum dover yicholim kaddish v'lito. There was, you're only yotze kiddush if you eat a suda, but to eat, you don't have to eat a suda. As long as you're eating here, you can eat whatever you want. But when you come home, you can have a real suda. Then you're going to make another kiddush. Maybe Ryan Mimsachim Kufalaf Amaralaf Amalhu Ravana Bartachlifa Zimn Sagin of Kamina Kamed Shmuel, Nachas Migra Larav Hadu Kaddish, Vixha Lamakidish Shmuel, the Igra, Allah Sudoso. Die heißt auch Quayotza, El Yeshlomish, Miskakwe, the Shroga, from Isa de Rafunum. You claim Lama Zim and Sigin. Mashwe, it happened many times. El Shahayalo Dvarim, Lishmu, Alachol, Lishtos, Beigra. He had things to eat in the second floor. Fikidish adait the Dzeh, and he was to eat those things. Fachakach Yorin, Lamese, Lechol, Fikidish Orapam, Bishom, the Chosel of Kiddish Mokham Suda. Alfizeh, Kosha. So now, okay, so this is, you see, Reb David summarized this Kiddush of his father, but now he's Kasha. Lefizeh, Kasha, Mirachayim, Simin, Reish, Samach, Tetz. So Masha Torchu, that the Poskim talk about, Eich Nasa Kiddush, Rebeis HaKnesses, how are you going to have Kiddush in Shul, Minuktav Kiddush in Shul, who's going to drink? Mi Yitom, Halo Osir, Lishtos, Kodim, Kiddush. Vein Kiddush, Lom, Mokom, Suda. So where's your suda? So who's going to drink? So let the Mekadosh. What's the problem? If you hold like Rav Moshe, it shouldn't be a problem. Because he can have whatever he wants in shul. And then when he comes home, he'll have the real meal. So if Rav Moshe's chiddush is true, then the Rishonim wouldn't have any problem. Well, what are you, you know, how are you going to drink the shul? It's not a real suda. So what's the problem? But you don't need a real suda. In other words, as long as you mekadesh again by the when you come back, you know, it's okay. So by the fact that the Rishonim, you see that all the Rishonim didn't hold from Rav Moshe. That's what he's saying. That's what Rav David writes. You see, all the Rishonim and all the Achronim were against Rav Moshe. Because if they held like Rav Moshe, they'd have a very simple answer to the question of about eating in the, you know, who's going to drink in the shul, what's the problem? Just let the Mekadosh, he'll drink the wine, it will be okay. As it's not a real Suda, unless you hold like the Goyim. So what? You don't need a real Suda. As long as if you eat through here, it's okay. As long as when you have the bread, you make another Kiddush. Okay, Raya, Shekhol HaVishonim, V'chol HaAchronim, Lo Hiskim L'zeh. Hafshem, Lo Yo, Rabba, Hevi Zeh, Hevi Shem Chuvas HaRashba, Hashem Rashba, Doch HaZeh HaSfar, Al Kol Ponim, Hevi Sfar, El Rabba, Hevi L'dina, Shekhol, Yochol HaBavarach, L'tom, V'chulam, Lo Hiviyu, He said, Rav Moshe, not only he paskel this, he himself was knowing this way. That on Pesach, when they didn't have mezonos, you know, they didn't have mezonos, so they only had potato starch, or they had the schnapps, or the with eggs, they served eggs. He would eat with them. And he says this, because a lot of people go to shul, they have a kiddush, they don't know that you have to have dafke mezonos like the normal psak is. They just eat whatever they want. So, but he says, according to our Moshe, that's at a kiddush and shul, you can eat whatever you want. If you just want to eat tuna fish, just eat tuna fish. As long as when you come home, you have another kiddush, and you have the mozi. But it's a chumrah too, so you have to tell these people that they, in other words, they should make another kiddush. In other words, it's a kula that you can eat whatever you want in shul, not like the regular psak. And it's a chumrah that even whatever you ate in the shul, when you come home, you're going to have to make another kiddush where the pas is, because there was no pas in shul. So that was... That's Reb David's piece on this topic.
Did Reb David say?
So I told you, I was once at a bar mitzvah in the Lower East Side. It was Shvi Shal Pesach, and there was kiddush, but all the food there was potato starch. There was no mezonos there, and I was looking very carefully at Reb David throughout the kiddush, and I noticed that he didn't eat anything. And I said, "Oh, this makes sense because it's l'shitaso that he didn't. His father had this chiddush, and he thinks his father's chiddush is against all the rishonim and all the achronim. That's what he writes. My father's chiddush is against all the rishonim and all the achronim. So it's interesting. He didn't just say, therefore, you know, it's my father. So no. So he said he thinks it's fair. So, but his father, you know, whatever he said. But his father himself was sombich on it. He said a chiddush and he ate based on it. That was the. But David himself, again, I can't say for sure. I didn't ask him if that's the. You know, I wasn't going to go over to him and ask him, you know, why aren't you eating? And is that because, you know, we'll leave him alone. But that Kim Dumani, that's probably the shot. That he didn't. Okay. Let me say a couple of things about. You know, Rabbi Elchanan Adler told me he was at the Beis Avel by the Feinsteins. And Rav Chaim Bick was there. Rav Chaim Bick is the grandson of Rav Moshe Bick. He's a Rebbe in MTJ. And he told the family there, that Rav Moshe Feinstein, one of the place, Bixav, writes something about Reb David. He writes about his son, Reb David. And about his need of being quiet and things like that. And the people there, the family members, never heard of it. I mean, didn't know where it was. So Reb Chaim called me up later, says, do I know anything about it? He says, no, I never saw it. So then Reb Chaim Bick called me back and told me that I should look in the Sefer Kol Ram. Kol Ram is one of the first Svarim in Chumash, right before the Darash Moshe. And they put out from Reb Moshe. It was put out by Reb Avram Fischelis, who the brother of Reb Shmuel Fischelis, who's the son-in-law of Reb David. And if you want, it's a new printing of Kol Ram in Parshas Vayakel. In Parshas Vayakel, in the second shtickle in the bottom, he said, I'll read it to you. He says, this is Hosofas Hamotzi Lor. V'arma Maran Zatzal Beno. Rav Moshe Feinstein said about his son Reb David, Haravagor Reb David, Mechagigas Hachof Heil Chasunasa. He says, it was his 25th wedding anniversary of Reb David. Reb Moshe, that was in Tavshin Lamed Zayin. It was his 25th wedding anniversary. So he said, Reb David said, and Reb Moshe said about his son, Reb David, Shakol Yodim es Gedulosa b'Torah v'Hanhaga. Everyone knows his greatness in Torah and Hanhaga. Aval yesh lo l'hosif, sheyesh lo gam ken shita shelo l'daber u'lefachos l'hamid b'dibur. That he said, he was very quiet. He writes here, Reb Moshe writes, it's a shita, I don't know, but that's how Reb Moshe presents it. But when he felt necessary to say, he would say it very clearly. But now Reb Moshe writes the following, for Hosiv Maran Zatzal, Shemachmas Ezes Sibos, Hu Atzmo Lo Zocho L'Tchuna Hazu. Reb Moshe said, he was not Zoche, he says about himself, he was not Zoche to the Mida of his son. In other words, he speaks much more. He said, I really like to be makatzer, but the mice, you know, I'm much more verbose. You see from this tshuva here, you see Reb David summarizes the whole thing in one paragraph, this whole thing. Reb Moshe had pages and pages and pages about this different... Rabbi Baruch Pesach Mendelssohn once told me that that Reb David, I think, told him that in a family simcha, Rabbi Mordechai Tendler once said over that he heard from, I guess he must have heard it maybe from Reb Moshe, that Reb Moshe's father, Reb David, the original Reb David, Reb Moshe Feinstein's father, also was a very quiet, shy person, didn't speak publicly and things like that. And then when Reb David heard that, he said, now I see where I got this this trait from, because my namesake, who I was named for, had that, you know. Rabbi Mordechai Cohen once said over from Revel, once said over from Rabbi Goldberg Zatzal, the Chazanish also. The Chazanish never spoke publicly. Chazanish was a very quiet person. In fact, you look at the art scroll, Rebetzin Kanievsky book, at his... And Rav Chaim Kanievsky's chasana, he asked not to get a kibbutz. He didn't chazanish. not to get a kibbutz. The Masada Kedushin for Chaim Kanievsky was Reuven Katz, for the Rosh Yeshiva Petach Tikva, whose son was a Rebbe here for like many, many, many years. Michal Katz, yeah. So this is,
They said at the Levaya that because he was born in Parshas Baalosa, so he took upon himself the Parsha of Lashon Hara.
Uh-huh.
He held that was also a simon that he should be quiet.
Yeah. Okay. Right here. But Rav David had a famous chumash here. They quoted me in Ami, I heard this week. They quoted me, Rabbi Moshe Snow quoted me. I say over this that when, if you ever heard Rabbi David's Chumash here, so Rabbi David would open up the Chumash, he would read the Pasuk, and he would ask his own kashas, his own teirotzim. He would never quote. He wouldn't quote Rashi, he wouldn't quote Ramban, he wouldn't quote his father, he wouldn't quote. I always said, Rabbi David is like a Tana in this regard. A Tana, you look at the Medrash, Rabbah. Open up the Pasuk, and he started reading the Pasuk and darshaning. That's his Reb David. That was Reb David. And there's another thing I wanted to say, something I heard from Reb Geli many years ago. He says that, whenever the Rambam says a Chiddush, most of the Rambam, he doesn't say Chiddushim, meaning he just paskins like a certain day in the Gemara. It's all in the Gemara. Well, sometimes he says original chidushim, and he'll always preface an original chiddush by saying Yiroi Ali. That's his way of telling you that he's saying an original chiddush. So Rav Geli once said in the shul in Broyers, he said sometimes you think Yiroi Ali is a weaker thing because you don't really have a raya for it. You don't have a raya. But Rav Geli said no, fakert. He says Yiroi Ali means that your whole mahus, this chiddush is coming not from one particular mocker, but your whole gestalt, your whole mahus, as a Talmud Chacham, this is what you're coming from. It's not from one mocker, it's from the whole conglomerate of everything. So a lot of times, Reb David, when you speak to Reb David in halacha and anything, you see that idea of Yiroi Ali in a very humble way, not in a way of, some people say, in a very humble way, but you see that it's coming from the godless Adam of his whole scope of Torah. It's not from one Rashi, or one Ramban, or one this, or one that. So whether it would be, in Halacha, it's all from this whole, and that's Reb David. Reb David's, Chumash Yerim were a tremendous chizuk in Chizuk and Amuna. He gave people Amuna, he gave people Chizuk. And then Reb David, I got to know in the recent years, Baruch Hashem, my wife is from the Lower East Side, and we spent many, for Pesach, one Pesach we go to my family, one Pesach we go to my wife's family. But for Sukkot, I told my wife, we're coming to Lower East Side every Sukkot. Why? Because Sukkot in Lower East Side is communal Sukkot. So some people say, fuck it, that's a, we don't want communal Sukkot, we want a private Sukkot with your family. Lower East Side is communal Sukkot. They say, how can I give up this opportunity to be in the Sukkot together with Reb David Feinstein? It's beautiful just to be with the community also. It's nice. But being the same sukkah with Reb David Feinstein, you can speak, you can watch him. I always used to watch Reb David, every move of Reb David, where he sat, where he said, every move, it was a limud for his whole hadhaga. I remember one time, the more earlier days, the sukkah was so packed that you have to go two shifts of people, And Reb David, his yeshiva, the sukkah where we live and Reb David lived and Reb Moshe lived was right off the FDR drive. But the yeshiva was very far, right? You had to walk for a good half an hour to get there. So he'd come back late. I remember once he came in the sukkah The sukkah was full, packed. And Reb David, you know, very unassumingly, just pulled up a chair, sat, and waited, you know, just like a regular person who waited, you know, it's not like, he didn't want to have this thing, oh, Reb David's here, you gotta, you know, clear the table. Oh, he just sat, waited, and, you know, tremendous, you know, so that's, you know, just he carried himself just like a regular person. You walk in the street like a regular person. You'd see, you know, sometimes coming back to shul, he was coming back from yeshiva on Shabbos morning. And then I would, you see, a lot of times I walked with Reb David in the morning before davening, because my in-laws davened in Young Israel, and that was the old building of the Young Israel. That was by, you know, further down, where all the shul's there. And Reb David would be walking even past that. So, but a good, you know, 20, 15 minutes of the walk was, we overlapped. So if I wanted to speak to Reb David those days would walk to shul with his Rebbetzin. Right? The Rebbetzin, she was able to walk, would walk together. They would walk together to shul. They would, you know, the MTJ davening was 9 o'clock. They say that Reb Moshe Feinstein never davened. He davened b'chidus every Shabbos. Because some of the Balabatim, one of the Balabatim was used to that time, and they wouldn't make it earlier to upset the Balabatim. So he kept it 9 o'clock. Ah, that would mean that he has to, and if he didn't want to daven so late, because Shiloh, you know, he wanted to daven earlier to have chveis berkas kriyashma, b'zman, whatever. So he davened b'chidus. He never, Reb Moshe never said, it's my yeshiva, so I'm going to make it to 8 o'clock. No. Yeshiva's 9 o'clock, so I'll have to be mistad there, you know? And I'll daven b'chidus. But Reb David, I believe, he davened with the oilam, even though it was 9 o'clock, I'm sure he said Kriya Shema before, the time that you need to. And, you know, it's both different types of anivus. The anivus of Reb Moshe was that I have to take respect of the Balabatim, and it's called the Balabatim to be upset, so I'm not going to do it. And Reb David is also a different type of anivus. So this is where they're davening, so I'm not going to be frumma. Then, even though Reb Moshe had his kapedus, but Reb Moshe had his anava also. Reb Moshe could have said, you know, we're going to change the time. He didn't do that. Reb David, you know, could have, you know, whatever. But each, in his own way, shows that meat of anava. And, you know, and Reb David, when Reb David said something, it was once a big Indian about a certain psak, and a certain Rav I was speaking to, so says, what does Reb Feinstein say? I want to know, what does Reb David say about this issue? You know, there's a lot of different Rabbanim, but what does Reb David say about it? And that's the idea. So the world is, you know, Reb David was a tremendous pillar in the world, a pillar of humility, a pillar of normalcy, a pillar of Torah, a pillar of Chesed, like Rev Gatzweig spoke about the Pasuk Chasdei David Nemanim, the Chesed of, you know, he quoted, you know, by David HaMelech, but so, you know, and Rev David, you know, he had his friend Eugene, regular Balabas in the Lower East Side, he would, you know, sometimes in the days he ate the sukkah with his family, but then when his wife couldn't walk down, so then he would just eat in the sukkah with Eugene. You know, this Balabas, they would just eat together, the two of them. And, you know, and he would be Reb David's man, you know, Eugene. This is a short, sweet man, and he would be always together with Reb David. And you know, it's a tremendous loss for Klal Yisrael. But Reb David wasn't the type of person to say, "Oh, you know, it's my way or the highway." You know, he wasn't just the opposite. So he, you know, he would say everyone should continue learning. You know, not to say, oh, you know, we lost this great person and now we're no, you should continue learning and continue producing Talmidei Chachamim, producing Balei Chesed. And that's Reb David's message to the world. The pashtus, you know, always caring for people, never holding himself. You know, just sat down in the sukkah when the seat will become available. You know, and then we'll go and take it, go over to the table. But till that, no one has to rush for us. No one has to, you know, sit in the table. And it was always a special aura, you know, having Reb David, being the sukkah with Reb David. You know, that was like one of the best parts, because Reb David wasn't going anywhere. He was sitting in the sukkah. There, in the sukkah. You know, you go over to him, you speak to him, you know, you discuss whatever you want to discuss with him. And that was the beauty. The beauty, you know, the Gemara says in sukkah, Yicholim Kol Yisrael Vashevis B'sukkah Achas. So I never understood that Gemara until I was in the Lower East Side for sukkahs. That you know, the whole community, I mean, there were more than one sukkah, but you know, that idea. That sukkah achas, Kol Yisrael, the Lower East Side, all different types of people, where every table is a whole min b'fnei atzmo, you know, different interesting people, yeshivish people, and modern people, and all types of people together in the... And when David was there, it was something, you know, I can imagine what's in Gan Eden, in the sukkah in Gan Eden. So this is like, it was Gan Eden, you know, to be able to. So that's why I told my wife, you know, for sukkahs, we should always go to the Lower East Side. We don't have to go to here, there. We should always go to the Lower East Side for sukkahs, because you're not going to get this anywhere in the world. This type of sukkah, this type of, So look, you know, the world was blessed, and it was the matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was, you know, whatever amount of time it was, and I always said, you know, I can't be in the Lower East Side, I shouldn't take advantage that Reb David's here, you should speak to him, ask him something. I when my son's bar mitzvah, so my son was born, my oldest son, a Chol HaMoed Sukkos. He's born a Chol HaMoed Sukkos, so we had the bar mitzvah. So it was the Bo Bayom, obviously, was Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and then we took Shabbos Brachos as his, you know, his parsha. So I said to my son, when we entered the Bialystok Shul, he got an aliyah, and then I said to him, okay, right after davening, the first thing we're going to do is the home of the sages next door. There's a tremendous Talmid Chacham there, Reb Moshe Eshin, who lived here, who lives in the Heights here, and we have to go and say hello to him. That's the first thing you're going to do as a bar chiyuva. You're going to go and greet this man who's in the nursing home, and he's a big grosser Talmid Chacham. And then the next thing we're going to do after we eat breakfast, we're going to go and you're going to get a picture together with Reb David Feinstein. And Reb David wasn't in the yeshiva, he was at a bris by the Chasam Sofer Shul, and it was a long walk, but I pushed my son, I said, you have to do it, this is what you have to do, and Baruch Hashem, we did it, and you know, so now that, you know, there's no, we don't have Reb David with us, but again, Reb David would be the last one to say, so therefore, go on, you know, meaning you should learn from Reb David and Mechabed and this, but you shouldn't stagnate. You have to continue in the Harbatzas HaTorah, continue with the learning, continue with the Chesed, and that would be Chasdei David HaNamarim. That would be keeping in the legacy of Rav David Feinstein. So Yizichro Baruch, the Shloshim. I remember when Rav Moshe's Shloshim, we went and Rav David spoke. Rav David wasn't such you know, he wasn't from the big speakers. He said he had the Midah HaShtika. Twice he came to YU in my days that I remember him. He came for the Shloshim of Rav Soloveitchik. He came with Rav Reuven. He came. And then he came Rav Azriel Sif from the Maurice.
They're Mishpacha.
Yes, I know. Yes, the cousins, yeah. And then he came for Rav Azriel Sif used to bring different Rabbanim from the Fechina Chatzmoy, and he spoke in Lamport Auditorium. But for a man who doesn't speak, he spoke publicly in Lamport Auditorium in front of hundreds of people. I remember he spoke, he said over in the Slichas, Anenu for Laman Tinoko, I say Laman Tinoko, I say Laman this, I say Laman this. And then at the end he said, I say Laman Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban. He said, we save the most chashuv thing for last, Reb David said. If you can't do it for this, and if you can't do it, we're going to save our last resort, the most chashuv thing we have. Is the tikkunokus shall brace bam, the hevel shall tikkunokus shall brace bam, and that's the end of the thing. You talk about chinuch hatzmoy, and so. Yeah, so that's the idea. So I just wanted to share some ideas, you know, of things that I observed of Rav David over the years. And there's so many things, you know, to say, but it came out the day that we were saying over the Shtickle Torah. That's why we know it's the days, the Shas HaKosha, that we got up to this part of the learning, that we said over the Shtickle Torah, where, you know, Reb David spoke about, you know, even though Maisa, he was sort of arguing with his father on this Psach, but nonetheless, that was his... So, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue to Chazek the Torah, the Chesed, the learning, and it should be for Ilui Neshama, for Rav David Zatzal. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue. Okay, tonight, Rabosai, I'm giving the Shiur tonight, 9 o'clock, for the parents. So does everyone have the link?
Well, my parents cannot get the link, and no one from the REIT office is answering my emails to send Rev's packets over. So instead, I sent the packets on the WhatsApp group for everyone to send their respective parents.
Right, but the parents know where to go on to the Zoom number.
There's some weird technicality since I have a sibling in Chestershire, and they got the link ready for Chestershire last week. It won't give them a second link for Rebbe's share. So if Rebbe has the link, or just send it to me, I would pay.
Well, who gives out the link? Ezra, do you know about...
There's an automated system where parents enter their information.
What?
There's a Google form where parents enter their information on YU's website, but it, like, responded, you can only get one link per family.
Yeah.
My parents used the link last week for chapter, can't get one.
So could you call up the office and find out? I'll call up Rabbi Talbot.
Emailing them.
I'll call Rabbi Talbot. Okay, I'll call Rabbi Talbot. I'll speak to you later. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Katan, good morning, and Ezra, and it's 9 o'clock, right? The shiur is 9 o'clock. And Ezra, Dr. Presby, what? And Benji Wallach, and Rabbi Yitzchak Carroll, and Yosef Yonah Mosey, and Michael Ben Lolo. Good morning to everybody. Moshe Carroll, and Mayor Kesterman, and Benjamin Aberman, and Daniel Albert, and Rabbi Harari. And Jacob Silberger, and Victor Felder, Ezra Hagler, etc. And did we get everybody? Yonah Mosey. Okay, I'll find out from Rabbi Talbot.
I'll send more emails, don't worry about it, Rabbi. I'll send more emails, it's fine. It's
okay, call to.
Well, thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Welcome.